It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he's joining us live from New York City. And you, I appreciate you for listening wherever you might be. At home, at work, on the road, on the free Odyssey app, on your local affiliate. If you got SiriusXM and you're listening to that right now, thank you so much. If you're surfing up and down, whatever the hell you're listening to, and you just so happen to hear me, thank you so much. Stick around. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. 855-212-4CBS is the number if you want to talk to me. I'm a human being. I'm not just some voice coming through your damn speakers. I'm a human in a digital world. You can find me online, X and Instagram, all of that stuff. I am at JR Sport Brief. If you want to see a 7'4" freak run and jump and shoot a basketball, that's what I posted on social media today as I went to go see Victor Wembanyama against the Hawks. Had to leave early to come here and join you. And, it's the Hawks, so it's not like I'm ever missing anything. Sorry, Hawks fans. Hawks friends as well. Hawks won 109-99. Victor Wembanyama had 26 points, had all of those points in the second half. Trae Young had like 25 points in the first half. He finished with 36. The San Antonio Spurs have a record of 7-32. And this season, it's just so Victor Wembanyama can get his feet wet. That's it. The Spurs, they suck. At least they got a season in front of them. Right now, this moment, we know that this game initially got canceled yesterday afternoon. It's in action right now. The third quarter just concluded in Buffalo as the Bills lead the Steelers 24-10. That's 24-10. The Bills have a lead on the Steelers. And I said this about 30 minutes ago, 35 minutes ago. Steelers ain't scoring no 20. Now they need 25 points. They ain't scoring no 25 points. Man, they need their defense to come through and do some work. And, you know, one dude who would actually help them do some work on a defense? TJ Watt. You know what he's doing? Not playing because of that sprained knee. A Steelers season likely to come to an end. And I don't know, maybe when it's over, if I should be so lucky, me, like I'm heavily invested or personally invested, will people give Mike Tomlin a break? Will anybody just leave Mike Tomlin alone? I mean, at this point, they are basically in their current position because of Mike Tomlin. And yeah, having TJ Watt out there cracking skulls would certainly help. But look, you can't have everything. You can't. Thank you so much. Last hour, Michael Gelkin from the Dallas Morning News for joining us as we took a look at the disaster that took place in Dallas yesterday as the Packers smacked the Cowboys 48-32. We also had an opportunity to talk about the Lions, their first postseason victory in 32 years. They go out there and they knock off the Rams 24-23. Next hour, we're going to have a conversation with someone who happens to be a Detroit Lions legend. Lomas Brown is going to come through and join us next hour. For years, helping hold it down for some dude named Barry Sanders. And I know Lomas has to be very happy with what has taken place with his Lions. And so we'll get there. Somebody else that should be happy. I know that they're happy with the results over the weekend. Happens to be all my folks out in Houston, Texas. This was the game on Saturday afternoon that got us all revved up and warmed up for Wild Card Weekend. It was the Texans in Houston beating the Browns 45-14. And we talked about this game on Friday earlier on in the week. This was real clear. This was old man Joe Flacco, almost 39 years old, rolling off of his couch about a month and change ago to take on a 22-year-old quarterback who's just getting his feet wet here in the NFL. And that's a 22-year-old C.J. Stroud, who also now happens to be the youngest quarterback ever to win a playoff game. The last 22-year-old, 22 and change, guy to win a playoff game was Michael Vick. And if C.J. Stroud can have that type of impact of a Vick, or at least a long-lasting and winning one, I think everybody in Houston would be thrilled. This game went off the rails early. I mean, damn it, the Houston Texans had two consecutive pick six on consecutive plays. Excuse me, not plays, but series. And after that, Davis Mills, we saw him called into action because we don't need C.J. Stroud getting smacked around. He finished with three touchdowns. Three of those damn touchdowns came in the first half. Joe Flacco, meanwhile, yeah, we know he can throw TDs. He can also throw picks. And I told you about the two that he threw. And so Joe Flacco going home to his family. Joe Flacco going home to his kids. Likely to be a backup quarterback next season if he wants to be. Likely to be a starter for a bum-ass team if their guy goes down, like we saw this year with everybody's favorite quarterback or massage therapist, or I don't know what he is, Deshaun Watson. Anyway, let's leave that the hell alone. Congratulations, C.J. Stroud. You now got a date. You got a date with the Ravens, it looks like. Good luck. And D'Amico Ryans, good luck. Fans of Houston, these Texans, not expected to do anything. Congratulations and good luck. This is what C.J. Stroud had to say about winning a game as a rookie.
It's cool, man. It's really cool. I mean, I put a lot of hard work in. My teammates do. And it's cool to see the fruits of your labor come to be true. So I'm super blessed to be considered with a great name like Michael Vick, who was my favorite quarterback growing up. So I'm super blessed, and hopefully I can make it too.
Man, look, the way we know why Michael Vick's career ended. We know why it was stalled. We know why it had a restart. If C.J. Stroud can just kind of keep his nose clear, I think he is probably going to be in line to have a longer, more successful career than Michael Vick. You still got a long ways to go. You still got a lot to do. His head coach, D'Amico Ryans, former Houston Texan, now leading the way, has the respect of the city and the franchise. He also sprinkled tons of praise on his rookie QB.
C.J. is the reason why we're in this position. He's special, special young man, special player, continues to shine no matter how big the moment is. Like, our whole team is leaning on him.
That's crazy to think. A rookie quarterback? It's fun. You know, I heard Greg Olsen, I think it was Greg Olsen yesterday, almost certain, talk about how the tide is now changing, and you can look at the last several years and experience, you know, isn't a factor when it comes to winning postseason games. He was referring to Jordan Love and a beatdown that he gave the Cowboys. He threw three touchdowns, just like C.J. Stroud did on Saturday against the Browns. Jordan Love, 25 years old. He's had to spend a couple of seasons behind Aaron Rodgers. I mean, damn it, Jordan Love is a year older than Justin Fields. And Justin Fields has had a whole lot more time and opportunity to show whether he's a franchise quarterback. Jordan Love has had this year. He threw for 32 touchdowns. That's only second to Dak Prescott, who we know just wilted yesterday against this quarterback. And no, he's not a rookie, Jordan Love. But he don't got no experience. As the season went on, he started to light it up some more. 18 touchdown passes to close out the year. What? It's like a switch just got flipped, and he became a different QB. His head coach, Matt LaFleur, following this ass-whooping that the Packers gave the Dallas Cowboys, he looks at Jordan Love and just says, man, he just has gotten better as the year went on.
What a moment for him. To me, that was a big-time play. It just shows the growth that he's had from his first start versus KC to now. Just so proud and happy for him. He's a dude. He is a real dude.
He's a dude. He's a real dude. I think that's from Ryan. You remember Good Burger?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a song? Was I'm a dude, you're a dude,
we're all dudes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Good call.
Yeah, I'm like, that's a lot of dudes. And the last time I heard that many dudes was a movie. Yeah, how about another dude? This one ran for 3 touchdowns himself. His name is Aaron Jones. This man skedaddled for 118 yards to go along with 3 touchdowns. He's a Texas native, so I'm sure he was thrilled to be out there whooping up on them Dallas Cowboys. And Aaron Jones, he's like, man, I never looked at Jordan Love and ever questioned him.
We believed in him from the beginning. We know it's a process. That's not all on him. Well, we couldn't pick up a first down, you know. It's all 11 across the board. We all got to be on the same page. And I think you just see that happening now where we're all on the same page. We knew it would take time. And you would hear me during the season and other players, we're right there. And we've been able to get over that hump.
Yeah, they've got over that hump. I'm afraid that hump is – there's no more humps to get over. Well, there is. I just don't think they're going to do it. The 49ers is what we're looking at. We can talk about this later this week. I don't need to dive into the weeds right now. If Jordan Love goes and beats the 49ers, I can think and hear it now in my head. Are we going to be having a conversation about how the 49ers choked, or are we going to have a conversation about how Jordan Love went into Santa Clara and beat the 49ers, all of their weapons? I'm not expecting it. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I am picking the 49ers to go to the Super Bowl. I think in the NFC Championship game, the 49ers are likely going to go out there and take on, I don't know, let's call them the Lions. Think about the teams that are playing tonight. You got confidence in the Bucks or the Eagles? Probably not all that much. But this is amazing that we have reached this point. You know, I saw one of those internet graphics that pop up on social media. And it was just like, this is the first year, and I don't know, let's just say 1998-99, that we've had a postseason without Tom Brady or Peyton Manning. And I say yes. I say yes. I say please. I say thank you. Whatever the hell they teach on Sesame Street, I say all of it because I have gratitude to look at new blood, to see new players come through. And it's a beautiful thing if you're a professional athlete to go out there and to be able to have the capacity to play 20 plus years. God bless you. It's great storytelling. Go do it as long as you want. The players make so much money. Squeeze every drop and dime out of it if you can. But from a viewer perspective, man, it was nice to see a couple of seasons ago Patrick Mahomes burst onto the scene. It was nice to see Lamar Jackson go from the guy who has not been quarterbacky enough to be staring in the face of what might be and likely is going to be his second MVP. And now we get to see what he can do in the postseason. You know, Justin Herbert, I know he's playing for the Chargers of all teams, but I want to see him throw the rock around for 10, 15 years. How much more time did we need? And, I mean, these guys are going to be 50. I don't need no more Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and Eli and Drew Brees. Hi, Joe Flacco. He's there, too, just about. Who am I missing, Hickey? Did I name all my old QB? I got him out the way, right? Phillip Rivers. I think I got him out the way.
Think so. There's enough there.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers. And I know Phillip Rivers is like, well, how come Joe Flacco gets to come back? I didn't get a chance to come back. I know he is. It's time for something new. I know Russell Wilson is, I saw the quote, Russell Wilson, he's open to returning to the Broncos. Yeah, sure, buddy. Okay. You know, Russell Wilson's going to be that next old QB. You know, Kirk Cousins still got some life. I hope he got some life in his leg. And you know, he going to stick around. He going to be one of the next old QBs. It's a new day, a new era, a new time. And it's nice to see some new blood. Now we got Jordan Love in the mix. Now I know why Aaron Rodgers was so upset, you know, making a mess in his diaper when he got selected. I'm sure Aaron Rodgers, as smart as he is, he got access to the film. He looked at guys, oh, this guy might be good. Why didn't they need some help? And then C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud was supposed to be the consolation prize, after Bryce Young went to the Carolina Panthers. There were conversations about C.J. Stroud and his intelligence level. How smart is he? He failed the Wonderlic. Oh, my God, he's an idiot. How's he going to transcend it to being an NFL quarterback? Man, the guy don't turn the ball over. He's just a machine. He's making every throw. And he's not one of these quarterbacks who puts his behind in danger every 5 minutes, every 5 seconds. Yeah, am I the Texans to do anything here in the postseason? No. Unless the Ravens fell asleep. Ravens are probably going to take care of the Texans, right? The 49ers are probably going to take care of the Green Bay Packers and Jordan Love season and C.J. Stroud seasons. They're likely to come to an end. Finished. Poof. Better luck next year. But you want to know something? Even without the ultimate success or championship round success, the Texans and the Packers have something that almost two-thirds of the NFL wants. A quarterback that it can count on and a quarterback that it can rely on. Man, the Packers hit the jackpot after Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. Now you got Jordan Love. And the Texans? Man. I mean, throughout most of your history, you've been ass. And now you got a quarterback. And you also have a great head coach, first-year head coach, in D'Amico Ryans. Sometimes it's all about the combination and the pairing. And that's how you get success. If you ain't got no quarterback, you ain't got nothing. Texans and Packers got the young ones. Good for them. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We are going to take a break. I told you about combinations. We're going to take a look at a new combination taking place down the road from me in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Kalen DeBoer introduced as the new head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide on Saturday. And it looks like his replacement has already been selected up in Washington with the Huskies. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to hear from Kalen DeBoer, and I'm going to give you an update on Washington's next coach when we return here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. This is important. The Buffalo Bills just scored again. They now lead 31-17. Looked like Pittsburgh was creeping up on them, and Buffalo Bills said no mas. Josh Allen connects with Khalil Shakir for a 17-yard touchdown. About 6.5 minutes left at that time to go up 31-17. That was actually after the extra point. There's now about 5.5 minutes left here in the game as time is really running out for the Pittsburgh Steelers. 855-212-4CBS is the number. It's 855-212-4CBS. We got Dan from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dan?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd like to thank you back when I called you back in August, the beginning of the season, and you said you don't really expect to have three quarterbacks after having Favre and then Rodgers. And I got thinking of what you said, and yeah, I mean, we were kind of lucky, you know. And now that Rodgers is gone and all the drama has left, and they see these young receivers play who make only total, all the receivers total make $7 million. Alan Lazard makes $12 million. I'm so happy, so thankful I don't have that. Is he going to be here? Is he gone? I really appreciate Jordan Love, and I appreciate your show a lot. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Dan, for calling from Wisconsin. Yeah, I'd be hard-pressed to think about a team that has had that much success at the quarterback position in successive years. Like, we can go on almost, you know, 30-plus decades, or well, almost 30 years, give or take, from Brett Favre, and then you move on to Aaron Rodgers, and now you're staring at Jordan Love. I mean, if he is the dude for the next 10 years, this sounds wild to think about. But all things considered, the Green Bay Packers might go from the early mid-90s until, I don't know, what, 20, 30-something? Like, that's nuts. That's nuts. Oh, we got 40-plus years, 45 years of consistent quarterback play. I don't know what team could even say such a thing. You know, it did look like at a point in time from the Indianapolis Colts moving away from Peyton Manning following his neck injury and surgery and getting Andrew Luck, it also looked like one of those, you know, pass the torch, pass the baton type deals, or at least, you know, the team goes from one QB to another. We know about you can go from, you know, the San Francisco 49ers with Montana and then move into Young. But not on this stretch. These dudes are playing like 15 years each now. It's kind of wild to think about. Is this game? Yeah, the fans, hey, Ryan Hickey, where did they put all the snow? I see snow still flying around.
Snow is definitely still in the stadium. I mean, considering that thing was like an igloo 3 hours before the game, I have no idea where, like, 75% of the snow was. Maybe outside the stadium? I guess good luck driving home.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they've dumped it. I'm sure they've melted some of it. You got equipment. The field is dry as hell. I assume there was a tarp on the field. The Buffalo Bills, I know they play outside, but I guess due to the climate up in Buffalo, they play on an artificial surface as well. It may not be wholly artificial, but it ain't real grass all the way through. And yeah, it's a miracle that they got the fans in there and that they've gotten away with playing this game. Monday afternoon football. Some wild stuff. Somebody's throwing. Is that Deontay? Is that Pickens?
The helmet throw was George Pickens.
Yeah.
Upset at the no flag.
Yeah, just an angry Georgia Bulldog dude. Anyway, Buffalo leading 31-17 right now. Buffalo has the ball, trying to put some extra insurance up on a board here, just running that clock out. Pittsburgh is running out of time. And let's be real, man. Pittsburgh doesn't have the talent to go out there and compete with them. And when I say talent, they don't got no damn quarterback to compete with them. So a busy Monday. I don't know if we want to call it a bonus. This was a game that was originally scheduled for yesterday afternoon. This was supposed to be the first wild card game for Sunday. And here we are watching it, witnessing it on Monday night. This is the news for you, for all the games. How about this? You can stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on the Odyssey app. Get in the zone, AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. So, get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions do apply. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. Once this game concludes, we know there is another one. This originally scheduled to be on the slate. We have the Philadelphia Eagles down in Tampa Bay taking on Baker Mayfield, trying to show a little bit of life as these Philadelphia Eagles they crashed and burned to conclude the season. Not looking all that good. Thought that there was going to be a chance for them to go back into the Super Bowl. It don't look like they could hang with the Niners right now. Let's see if they could hang with Tampa Bay. And for Buffalo, yeah, they're going to move on. And for Pittsburgh, yeah, they're going to go home. And I can't wait to hear what people are saying in Pittsburgh about Mike Tomlin. They're going to be ready to fire this dude again. Bring us in a new coach. It's like, do you see who's on the roster? Do you see who's playing quarterback? Like, let's come to earth. Let's pay attention to what's actually going on and understand that the Steelers would not even be in the playoffs if it wasn't for Mike Tomlin. This is not throwing rose petals on the accomplishments like he's won the Super Bowl. This is not a participation trophy. This is just the facts, because too many fans, especially in Pittsburgh, who always want to dump Mike Tomlin. Continuity, folks. You don't know what you got until it's gone. You don't know what you got until it's gone. I just told you an example of quarterbacks and how lucky are the Green Bay Packers to say, oh my God, we have gone far to Aaron Rodgers, and we see the potential in Jordan Love. You know, it's no coincidence the Steelers have had, no, not the success recently of the Patriots, but they've had continuity. They have respect. When you go from Chuck Knoll to Bill Cowher and Mike Tomlin, and they've done this over the span of half a damn century. Sometimes you don't know how good you got it until it's gone. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We are going to take a break. On the other side of said break, speaking of coaches, I want you to hear from the new head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide, Kalen DeBoer. I want to tell you about the new head coach of the Washington Huskies. And then there was another cold, freezing Bahan game over the weekend. This one did not get delayed. Surprisingly, I guess not. The Miami Dolphins, the team from Miami, stepped into a cold climate and they lost to the Chiefs. And the Chiefs quarterback, damn it, I guess it was so cold even he lost his helmet. His helmet broke. Yeah, that's cold. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Damn, Kevin Love still, yeah, I guess he does still exist. What does he do? Take, hey, Ryan, he takes like the occasional three-pointer for the Miami Heat, right? Now what do he do?
Once in a while, you know, when he's asked upon, shoot a three, contribute, break a sweat to earn that contract.
Oh, yeah, it's, wow. It's amazing. Like, Kevin Love was, you know, all-star, Olympian. I remember seeing Kevin Love at the Olympics in 2012. It's, I'm going to say how the mighty have fallen. I'm going to take a wild guess before looking it up. Kevin Love has to be like 35, 36 now at this point, right? Let's see. How old is Kevin Love? Up 35 years? He just turned 35 years
old. Nice. Right on it.
Yeah. Not available for tonight's game against the Brooklyn Nets with a knee injury. Okay. I guess that's what happens when you are, 35 years old and you've been running up and down the court for years now. Anyway, good on Kevin Love. Nice career that he's had. And today is a special day. Yes, Martin Luther King Day, as we know. The NBA has taken a lot of initiative to celebrate Dr. King, and they've been very active, and they've been active for years with the games that take place on Martin Luther King Day. That slate has really expanded. You know, as I look at the schedule now, it really feels like almost every team, I know all of them aren't in action, I don't think. It looks like almost every team is in action. You know, even here in the birth home of Martin Luther King Jr., Atlanta, Georgia, the Hawks certainly took a lot of time pregame, at halftime, etc., to honor the legacy of Dr. King. And as I sit here in the studio and I cannot listen to the screen surrounding me, I know on TNT, as the Warriors and Grizzlies are currently in action, Draymond Green is back. TNT always has done a great job to honor the legacy of Dr. King. And Turner, their home, at least for the NBA, is based here in Atlanta, Georgia. And so, you know, this is kind of wild. The Memphis Grizzlies, they stink. They have no Ja Morant. Desmond Bane is going to be out weeks with a severely sprained ankle. Where they're getting buckets and points from, I have no idea. The Memphis Grizzlies are on their way to just tank the rest of the season, because there is no season in front of you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. On another screen, we are about to go final here up in Buffalo. It took a whole lot to get the game going. It took more than a day of shoveling and cancellations and delays to get to this point. But we are pretty much down to it right now. The Buffalo Bills on defense. Buffalo leads 31-17. There's 14 seconds left in the game. It's 3rd and 10. I mean, we're just buying time right now for the Steelers to just close this one out by like doing nothing to move these Buffalo Bills forward. We'll give you the update when the score goes final, which should be a few seconds or minutes now. In the other cold game that took place over the weekend, the Dolphins smacking the Chiefs. This was not competitive by any stretch of the imagination. Pretty awful. 26-7. 26-7. The Miami Dolphins go up to Kansas City. The temperature at the start of the game at kickoff is about -5. Feels like -25. And as this game is done, yeah, the Buffalo Bills win. What a shock here. 31-17 is the final score. Look at some of these stats and final numbers. Mason Rudolph, who cares? He had 2 touchdowns and an interception. Josh Allen, 3 passing touchdowns. James Cook, 79 yards rushing. Josh Allen himself, the longest rushing touchdown of his career. He rushes for 74 yards in addition to a 52-yard score. Dalton Kincaid with 59 yards receiving and a touchdown. The other 2 touchdowns thrown to Khalil Shakir. That was a 17-yarder. And Dawson Knox hauling in the other touchdown. That was a 9-yard pass from Josh Allen. Josh Allen completes 21 of 30 passes, 203 yards, 3 touchdowns. To go along with that 52-yard rush, which happens to be a career-long score for Josh Allen. Of the Steelers, let's be real, man. They don't got no damn quarterback. Mason Rudolph had 1 interception to go along with 2 touchdowns. They were playing behind from the entire game. George Pickens held to 1 carry. George Pickens had 5 receptions for 50 yards. Deontay Johnson, Calvin Austin hauling in the only 2 touchdowns for these Steelers. And unfortunately for the Steelers, they're going to have to think about the future. And not the future as it relates to Mike Tomlin. They're going to have to think about their future when it comes down to, we got Pickett here. What the hell do we do with Pickett? And then where the hell are we getting our next QB? You know, not everybody's going to be as lucky as the Packers. I mean, some teams got to go from a future Hall of Famer like Ben Roethlisberger into the toilet. And that's where they're at. Kenny Pickett ain't the guy. To be honest, I was shocked when they selected Kenny Pickett out of Pitt. It was like, oh, we got the hometown dude that we are familiar with. But that's not moving things. And so our next round is set here in the divisional round. Kansas City is going to take on Buffalo. That should be a fun one. And Saturday, we got Houston taking on Baltimore. I don't know if we will ever top that overtime thriller with Kansas City and Buffalo. I don't know if we'll ever top the, oh my God, what would happen if we got the ball back that they changed the whole damn rules for. Is it silly? I don't want to call it a toss-up. I'm going to give an answer before the week is up. Hey, Ryan, any early thoughts on seeing this in the playoffs again?
I like the Chiefs. I mean, this game, like you said before, the Steelers are not very good. It's Mason Rudolph. And you're at home if you're Buffalo, and you win by 2 touchdowns. But, like, the score, I don't think, indicates how much closer this game was, where you let a bad team hang around. And if you let Mahomes hang around next week, unlike Mason Rudolph, he's going to capitalize and he's going to rip your heart out. And it feels like every game Buffalo does this, no matter who it is.
I still think it's kind of touch and go when it comes down to the Chiefs and their offense. It's one thing to take on a Miami squad that you kind of go, they're going to go up there and they're going to play well when it feels that cold. And they didn't. And you heard it. We had plenty of people call us up over the past week and they go, oh, nah, JR, they're going to shock you. They're going to run the ball. Man, there's nothing going to shock me. I just think overall the injuries were too much for the Miami Dolphins. And, yeah, going up and playing in that temperature, especially, I don't want to say I knew that Miami was done, but when Tua Tagovailoa walked off of the team bus, which is basically inside outside the stadium, and he has on a beanie hat, he got on like a shirt and then a sweatshirt over that, and then he has a bubble coat on over that, you got to do all of that to take the walk from the hotel to the bus, from the bus to the locker room? That's what you got to wear for this, bro? Like, they look cooked. And I did simple math on air last week. Oh, geographical math, if I want to make something up. Tua Tagovailoa is from Hawaii. The man played football at Alabama. Yeah, it gets cold out there, but it's not like he was freezing his ass off. Maybe a couple of nights. And then he goes from Alabama, and then he's playing in the pros in Miami. Come on. Tua Tagovailoa don't know what cold is. He ain't never stood at a cold-ass bus stop. He ain't never had a shiver up his spine. He got his ass whooped physically, emotionally, this past Saturday night. 200 yards passing, one touchdown, one interception. Mostert coming off of an injury. Achane coming off of an injury. They couldn't muster more than 76 yards on the ground. And the Kansas City Chiefs, Mahomes, you know, he threw for the touchdown. Pacheco ran for 90 and a touchdown. Travis Kelce had 71 yards. People are making jokes about him dropping passes. And since he started hanging out with Taylor Swift. Yeah, I would lead towards Kansas City right now. We'll talk more about it as the week goes on. Let's finish up on these Dolphins and these Chiefs, because that was an interesting one. We know about the cold. Tyreek Hill telling everybody he's going to walk around with no sleeves. And now he has a chance to walk around just on a beach, wherever he wants to be, because they are home. 26-7, the final score. Miami stood absolutely no chance. Tyreek Hill after the game said, man, the way we played this year and the way we played at certain parts, I expected more.
It's tough, man, especially with the type of team that we got. Obviously, there are high expectations of everyone, and, you know, we hold ourselves to a standard. So we're definitely, you know, expecting to be a really good team this year. Definitely wasn't expecting a first-round exit.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've been paying attention? You didn't expect a first-round exit? I don't got no crystal ball. I'll tell you this. It's real simple, man. Like, take a team from Florida, and specifically the Dolphins, who now have the longest streak in the league without winning a playoff game in the first round. I thought this the whole time. Can the Miami Dolphins stay healthy? That was more specifically towards Tua Tagovailoa, and he did stay healthy. But then how would they perform as it got colder? And unfortunately, injuries hit them. And then they really got punched in the face by the cold. Their head coach, Mike McDaniel, who was bundled up. He was tucked in like his mama set him up. Mike McDaniel said, yeah, this is a big old learning experience.
We would always like to be the best at and win all of our games. That's what we were intending to do. So there's a lot to learn from that we'll get to. Fast and furious as the offseason begins.
It's okay. His brain was frozen. That's why he was so slow. Tua Tagovailoa, I think his brain operates a little faster. Maybe he was thawed out. Tua Tagovailoa, the man that's played in the warm weather, froze his ass off, talked about whether or not he feels pressure to now win.
I don't feel any pressure at all. I have full trust in myself. I have full trust in you know, what I'm capable of doing for our organization. But outside of that, we're focusing on tonight and what happened.
Yeah. They're gonna start hitting you up for pressure. Tua Tagovailoa is also someone who ultimately is going to be eligible for a contract extension. If you're the Miami Dolphins, you got to give it to him. You can't let the guy go. You can't move on. He's proven to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. I mean, at certain points, especially early in the season, people were looking at him saying, MVP. Yeah, it's a long season. It seems a long way off from that. We got the Chiefs. We got the Buffalo Bills coming up next. The Buffalo Bills tonight, a few minutes ago, they finish off the Pittsburgh Steelers, the final score 31-17. Buffalo and Kansas City, we got them again in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We got one more game to finish out NFL wildcard weekend. We got the Eagles. We got Tampa. They get going tonight. And then the Dallas Cowboys, all of the stink surrounding them is still there. What do they need to do to move forward? We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. And then also, we're going to celebrate a Lion and the Lions with legend Lomas Brown.